For success in running and in life, you need an ultramarathon mindset. You know, I say this almost every episode of this podcast, in the Monday Morning Mindset and also in the regular Trail Talk podcast. And if you've been listening for a while, you may have some idea of what I mean by having an ultramarathon mindset. Kind of, I've talked about it and explained different parts of it, but I do have a lot of new listeners here. And by the way, thank you. If you are a new listener, welcome. I want to talk a little bit about what I mean by having an ultramarathon mindset and how does this actually apply to running and in life. Welcome. This is the Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter. I'm your host, an ultramarathon runner, a mindset coach, and this place, the Monday Morning Mindset, I share ideas and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. And like I said before, your mindset determines your success. And developing a strong mindset is a skill and is something that you can develop. So what is this ultramarathon mindset that I'm talking about? Well, if you've been a long-time listener, you've heard me say this before. Your mindset is the story that you tell yourself about yourself. And an ultramarathon, for those who may not know that yet, is technically anything over 26.2 miles, the length of a marathon. If you run farther than that, the way the definition is worded, if you run farther than that, you have run an ultramarathon. So if I guess the marathon race directors don't get the course marked out right, there's a lot of ultramarathon runners out there. Maybe they ran a little bit too far. But usually in practice, those of us who run ultramarathons kind of look at the 50K as the distance that is the first level of ultramarathon. Beyond that, it goes to 50 miles, 100K, which is right at 60-some miles, 100 miles, and then there's also even longer distances than 100 miles that you can run. All of those are ultramarathons. So an ultramarathon mindset is the story that you tell yourself about the epic stuff that you dream about doing. That's what I'm talking about when I say an ultramarathon mindset is telling yourself a story that you can do more, you can go farther than just the typical marathon. You know, most people, I think, dream at some time in your life, you've dreamed about being a hero. That's the stories that are on movies and in novels. The reason that they appeal to us is because that we kind of identify with the hero of pressing through and overcoming odds. Some of us more than others, and I know some people don't read fiction, so I don't know that this applies to every single person. But for most people, I would say we have this innate desire, this dream to do something big and epic. You see this a lot of times, people who are getting out of school, you ask them what they want to do. I want to change the world, maybe I'm looking back, I don't know that I had that goal, but there is something inside of us that really wants to make a difference. We would like to do something significant that other people will remember, something that matters in the world. And over time, I think that the time begins to wear away at that and the dream often fades. But oftentimes I found this in myself. I mean, the times I've lost the dream, usually it doesn't just die. It's kind of lurking there in the corner of your soul. And, every once in a while you get this restless feeling like, what am I doing in my life? What is my purpose? And those are those times. That's that dream. That is that epic thing that I talk about. And what I say is that wherever you are in life, it's not too late to be epic. Maybe your original dream is past. Maybe that original thing that you wanted to do, what would be your epic thing? Like I would this statement. I would say it this way: you won't be able to be a rodeo clown still. I met a man who, when I was talking to him about his epic thing, he was later in life, and he says, my real desire, I wanted to be a rodeo clown. He ended up being an accountant, and so he's been an accountant all of his life. And I said, it's probably too late for, somebody in, late 50s or 60s to go back and be a rodeo clown. That's something for young people to do. But that doesn't mean that you have to give up having an epic life. Because having an epic life is when you show up to life as the best version of yourself. Another way to say it is that you are happening to life and you're not just letting life happen to you. So what is this mindset that you need for success in running in life? So I said I was going to talk about what this is. So this is from What It Takes to Run an Ultramarathon, is that you need to look at distance more than speed. The difference between a marathon and a 50K isn't that much, somewhere around 5 miles. And it seems like, oh yeah, well, it's only another 5 miles. But if you've ever run a marathon and then try to go and do an ultra, most people find that extra 5 miles on the end is huge. There's a huge difference. And running a ultra marathon takes a whole different strategy than it takes for marathon. Marathon runners focus on managing their time. That is kind of the goal. You have a time goal for running a marathon. In this is now the second point. In an ultra marathon, your focus is on endurance. You have to manage your energy in an ultra marathon. Marathon runners look at managing their time. That's the kind of the primary thing. Ultra marathons, you have to manage your energy. You have to manage your energy, and you do this by managing your thoughts and your emotions, because it is a dance and is an interaction between your mind and your body that keeps you going for those ultra marathon distances. And it takes a strong connection between your mind and your body to do this. Number three, for ultra marathon running, fueling and hydration are critical. You can make mistakes in a marathon and maybe get away with it. But in an ultra marathon, you have to eat the right foods in the right amounts at the right time, or you're going to cause yourself some problems. In the same way, you need to drink enough water and electrolytes in the right amounts and at the right times in order to keep going. So these are the three parts of having an ultramarathon mindset. There's more to it than that, but I would try to keep this around 10 minutes, and I don't want to go on for like a half an hour, because you might end up losing interest. But these three, distance over speed, endurance, focusing on endurance, and fueling and hydration. So how do these things apply to life? That's for running an ultramarathon. You're like, okay, you say this applies to life. How do you apply it to life? So distance over speed means in your life, you keep your goal in mind. You know, what do you say? When your life gets hectic, what do you tell people? Oh, I'm on the run all the time. Okay, there's your connection between running and life. That is, you get caught up in that frantic pace. You're going like crazy, and you forget your mission. You forget your vision. You forget your purpose. You lose sight of that goal to finish, and you just get caught up in what you're doing. Ultramarathon runners do this too. They get caught up in whatever's going on right at the moment, and forget the fact that they're just only halfway, or they're in the middle, and if you lose that focus, if you lose that distance, focus on remembering what your goal is and how to manage yourself with the goal in mind, it can affect whether you finish the race or not. Now, in focusing on endurance means you don't let the urgent things distract you from what's important. You keep in mind what you're doing, where you're going in life. That's important, because the urgent oftentimes demands more of our attention and we lose focus. Fuel and hydration, you need to keep your body nourished and healthy. And you need to keep your mind nourished and healthy. It is important for your physical and emotional health, mental health, because they go together. If you fill your body up with donuts and fast food, your health is going to suffer. If you fill your mind up with fear and chaos, just by like focusing on the news, all the problems in the world, if you get caught up in that fear and chaos and don't have something to balance it in your mind, your health is going to suffer. You see, your physical and your physical health, your mental health, those are bound up together. And what happens to one, whether physical or mental, will affect both. And so if you're both leading toward health, you're going to have much better outcome. So what is the result of having it? So what that means is, okay, you can have an ultramarathon mindset. What's the result? It means that you're making time to train your body and your mind for your epic goals. That is, having a goal to do something epic. You don't have to be the hero. So, I mean, being epic could just be that you're the best mom that your kids need to have, or your best dad, your best husband, best wife. other than that, maybe it's, maybe you want to run 50, 100, 200 miles. Now, that's an epic, that is an epic goal. Maybe you want to write a book. Maybe you want to do something and travel and enjoy and see the world and learn about other places. Maybe you want to start a business. Living an epic life is showing up as the best version of yourself. It is happening to life. It's not having life happen to you. You see, nobody benefits from you playing small, for you just getting by. And you have a lot of things inside of you. You have more inside of you than you can imagine, more than you know. All of us, I don't think very many people, I've met very many people who have tapped all of the strength and all of the potential that they have inside themselves. Your family, your friends, and all the rest of us, me included, will be better just because you dare to go and be epic. I'd love to help you get started on this. That's why I talk about that is what I'm talking about when I talk about the ultramarathon mindset, is help you be who you are, who you want to be, and the best version of yourself. I'm offering a free 25-minute mindset reset call. Go to ultramindsetpodcast.run, schedule a time. I'd be glad to talk with you. Again, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. I'll see you next time.